Hi, Coach. Go ahead and start with an opening statement, and then we'll go right into questions.
Well, if you didn't like women's basketball, I think you do now. It's an exciting game for people to watch on TV. I think the first game is always the toughest game. Indiana came out strong. They shot the ball well. They picked up the pace. Some of their scores we hadn't been scoring before started scoring. What people don't know is they always ask me, why do teams score so many points on you? And Coach Westhead, that's my mentor. That's what I've learned from. What you don't know is if we shoot the ball 80 times, the other team shoots the ball 80 times. It's not you make it, take it. It's not a pickup game. So what happens is when we score a basket, they get the ball back. If we shoot the ball 90 times, they'll probably get the ball 90 times. That's why they score so many points. The game before, they shot the ball 50 times. You can't score that many points if you shoot the ball 50 times unless you make every basket. So people always ask me that question, why do teams score so many points against us? Because they get more shot attempts. It's just math. I'm an econ guy. You know, it's just math. And if you think about it, I know it sounds strange. People always say I'm outside the box. Sit back and think about it for a second. If you get more shots, you make more shots. That's just how it is. But this type of game is a game that I feel we can win. Up-tempo, a lot of points. We practice that way. We train that way. So they played a great game, but we got them in the end. Questions?
Questions in the front.
Michelle Smith, AOL Fanhouse. Corey Lynn said she thought the stat that made the difference in the game was the second chance points. You guys getting some key rebounds and keeping them off, you know, getting a chance to go back up there.
Well, we did box out. Diana down the stretch had some, which I call go get rebounds. She just went and got it. Didn't matter who was in front of her, who was there, she went up and got it. And if they could have pounded those baskets back in, second chance points on us, it would have really hurt us because we can't get a push off of it. If we don't get the push, we don't get easy baskets in the flow. We have to do a better job on the boards, for sure. But sometimes the stats lie. You know, you can't go by that because we won a championship without rebounding the ball well. It's more than that.
Corey, Brad Sussmat with Channel 3 here in town. Did you know this was the highest scoring game in WNBA history?
No, didn't know that. Didn't know that at all. I will say this much. I'm from L.A. And there's a person in L.A. who's I think he's a broadcaster for the Clippers. He has this saying, first one to 100 wins. And as soon as we scored 100 points, I was like, oh, we got this game. Of course, Diane was at the line and missed a free throw. We had 99. They could have scored 100 first, but that type of point output really helps us because in the end, it's about scoring, and that's what we do.
Did this remind you of your days at LMU?
Not quite yet. We put up 167, 182. We were putting up some big numbers.
Over here on the side.
Janet Webster. Janet Webster with SBM Sports. Coach, what were the things you talked to your team about as far as the focus that you wanted for the second half?
Well, limit the turnovers because what happens is they score on turnovers. And we had to get back because everyone says they're a defensive team. If you saw, they were trying to push the ball on us and to get early shots. So they weren't running an offense. They were trying to get down early, gut us up early with a quick pass into the post. Catching was trying to take us off the dribble. They were trying to penetrate and get into the lane on us. So I told them we had to get back and we had to defend the paint and then play solid defense.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Coach. Mark Woodner at WNBA.com. Can you just talk about the lineup you chose to go with late in the fourth quarter there with DeWanna and Nicole? It seemed to be the lineup that turned things around for you guys.
It was DeWanna. It was DB. I call it DeWanna DB. It was Oldie. The one with Cappy, Penny and Diana. I felt that Cappy had got a rest in the first half because she was in foul trouble. So I knew she had fresh legs. And Cappy's a combo guard. And she's more than a combo guard. Cappy is the type of player who can attack from any angle. She doesn't need a position. So I knew if I had her on the ball and I ran some drags up late in the offense, she would get into the lane or be able to create her own shot without a blink of an eye. So I went with her at the point. Odie was bigger than Tangela because they were really trying to throw the ball inside, and Odie can bang with Brown down low. And then Penny was scoring so well, I knew it would make their defense play honest, and with Diana. So it was just another scoring option. Not that me can't score, but it's a different type of score than Cappy.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Coach, could you just talk about Tamika Johnson's ability to shoot from the outside and how it's been lying dormant all these past years, and now it's kind of like a bust-out season for her?
Well, I feel she's always been able to shoot that way, and I can't speak for the other coaches on other teams who had her. They may have wanted her to do the traditional point guard role, set up the team, get the scorers the ball in the right position. So maybe that's what she was told to do. The first thing when she got here was I told her that whatever you learned before in basketball, so throw that out the window, because we don't do that here. I wanted her to be a scoring threat. If you shoot the three, shoot the three. Don't worry about it. And it's funny how if you give someone confidence that they shoot the ball better. And that's all shooting is confidence, or if you believe in somebody. So I told her, you know, we traded for you. I believe in you. You open, shoot the ball. The worst thing that can happen is what? You miss. So what? That's the only difference. She's always had that. She's always had that, because I'm for sure not a shooting coach.
We'll go over to Michelle.
Did Ebony Hoffman surprise you tonight?
Yes, she did. I've been watching her, and she was struggling the last 10 games of the year. I watched all the playoff games against Detroit. And, of course, the whole time in our shoot-around, in our practice, I'm saying, well, she's a little off, so maybe we can cheat off her a little bit. It bit me. But she had some big shots. She's a great shooter. She just had a streak of missing some shots. So she's always been a great shooter.
Go ahead.
Al Bravo from the Associated Press. Can you talk about Penny Taylor's night tonight?
Well, Penny really helped us because Cappy, I think, had 1 point or 2 points at halftime. And as we all know, Penny's one of the top players in the world. She can definitely score. And I think she had 18 at half. Penny just came out and she was feeling it. So that's a luxury. I could rest Cappy, foul trouble, and go with Penny. It's a different type of attack. But still, it gets points on the board. And we need Penny.
Any last questions for Coach? Okay, go ahead, Odin.
Odin Domingo with the Arizona Republic. Coach, it seemed like it didn't matter what happened before overtime. I mean, Cappy and D were in foul trouble, but in overtime, they just pretty much took over. And even though they didn't do so well before that, I mean, it seemed like it didn't trouble them at all.
That's the type of players they are. We are running some sets that maybe was too crowded. They're called gets, to pick and rolls. So I took the pick and rolls off. We ran some 2Hs, which is not a secret. You can watch the game tape, know what we're doing. And it just gave them more space to work with. It was a different look for them. So it gave them a better chance to score the ball. And I know Cappy, D, and Penny, there's no such thing as pressure. They've played in big games their whole life. They play in Europe big games. They play in college big games. They played in WNBA championship before. So I have a lot of faith in them.
Thanks very much, Coach.
Thanks.